Okay, this is David Corus, Chair of the Board. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 12:03. I will start with roll call in no particular order. Don Frost?
Here.
Alexandra Daum?
Here.
John Flores?
Here.
Mark Rolf?
Here.
Tom Patton?
Here.
Brian Thompson?
Here.
Parker Wise?
Here.
Grant Westerson?
Here.
Greg Scully?
Here.
John Johnson?
Here.
Jeff Beckham? Dave Perillo? Judy Scheifel? Felix Reyes? And try Brian Thompson again.
Where it was here.
Okay. Hi, who just joined?
Hey, David, it's Brian. My phone wouldn't unmute before when you called my name, so I'm back.
No worries. We got you now. Here's
operator error.
Yeah. Fat fingers.
Yeah, really.
Okay, with a quorum, Andrew, would like to open up the line for public comment.
Sure. Are there any members of the public on the line who wish to comment?
Sure. Kevin Blacker, I'd like to comment.
Yep, go right ahead, Mr. Blacker.
So I think it might be easy for you guys to just convince yourself that this is a small, small tranche of money that you guys are gonna vote on today. I think it seems to me like you guys are playing with funny money. As though it's not. I think that it's real easy to lose sight of just how much money you guys are dealing with. $941,000 or whatever it is you're voting on today, by comparison, very small amount of money, in comparison to some of the previous, batches of the contract that you have voted on, but still a tremendous amount of money. You guys got your $50 million additional bond funding, despite opposition from Colin Cheesman, despite question from Henry Martin, in spite of the Jay reporting the Attorney General investigation into related to the St. Pierre deal and other matters is still ongoing. You guys are acting very recklessly with the amount of work that you've undertaken, with the amount of contracts that you have awarded, without permits in hand, driven enterprises put forward the oral argument, which we heard. I think that you guys are, basically you are playing on the same team as the DDT and as the state. I think the rules are being applied differently to you guys because of that, because you're all on one team, and when the state wants to do something, the rules are applied differently than if it was to a real business. I think that most of your board members still don't seem to know any words other than here, I, present, second, because they've heard a few of you. Most are just silent. Last thing I'll point out is the acoustic, or whether the ultrasounding of the pilings, there should be an update on that. As to the findings of the time frame and what the additional cost of that may be, that they'll be borne by the taxpayer likely. And, nobody has ever provided an answer to John Johnson's question on cold ironing, which I forget exactly which board member it was that answered it. It was John Frost, said that the electricity is going to be generated by the ship. I think that's an inaccurate statement, and that information needs all I have to say at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Okay. Hearing none, I'll just remind folks to please mute your lines when you're not talking. I think I heard some beeps during public comment. Did any board members join at that time?
I think those might have been on the public line, David.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so moving on to the next agenda item. You know, maybe before we move on to item number three, since this just keeps getting brought up, you know, I think we did answer last time that the Port Authority and the public are not responsible for electricity costs, but just to make that abundantly clear, since there seems to be lingering questions about that, per the concession agreement, the port operator is responsible for all utility costs. We expect that with something like cold ironing, they will pass that through to the ships and to the OEMs in the case of offshore wind, but in no instance is the authority responsible for electricity that would be delivered to a private ship. With that, the third item on the agenda, consideration approval of a resolution authorizing the executive director for agreements in an aggregate amount not to exceed $942,985. John, I'll invite you first to just introduce this item. I'll read the resolution, entertain a motion and second, and then we can ask any questions of John or of Marlin and discuss this at the board's desire. John?
Great. Thank you, David. The recommended work package before us today is for water main installation services. These services include the furnishing and installation of all piping, gate valves, check valves, thrust blocks, fire hydrants, and other components required to construct the new water main as shown in the contract documents. Since a portion of the new water main is to be constructed within the railroad parcel, an allowance has been included for handling, transport, disposal, and manifesting of contaminated material if encountered. AECOM, our construction administrator, recommends accepting the CMR's recommendation to award the performance of water main installation services to Gerber Construction Incorporated of Ellington, Connecticut, the low bidder for these services. In addition to the base bid, an additional $25,000 has been included for handling, transporting, disposal, and manifesting of contaminated material, which may be encountered during the excavation for the new water main within the existing railroad parcel. The total price for these services is $942,985, which is part of the CMR's agreed-to GMP that remains within the target price of $204 million. David?
Thanks, John. I will read the resolution, and I will give folks an opportunity to motion and second, and then we can discuss. Resolved that the executive director be and hereby is authorized, empowered, and directed for and on behalf of the Connecticut Port Authority, hereinafter referred to as the authority, to negotiate, enter into agreements in connection with construction activities at the State Pier in the not-to-exceed amounts for the services and with the contractors set forth below, all as further described in exhibits to agenda item number three. Contract number one with water main for water main installation. I don't have the name. Okay, Gerber. Located in
Ellington, Connecticut.
Thank you, Wellington, Connecticut, for a cost not to exceed $942,985.00, which brings the total GMP amount to date to $166,050,452.21. And be it further resolved that the executive director be and hereby is authorized, empowered, and directed for and on behalf of the authority to take such reasonable and necessary actions and negotiate, execute, and deliver any and all other reasonable and necessary documents in furtherance thereof. Is there a motion?
No, so moved, David.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second. Parker.
By Parker. Any discussion or questions?
I guess I would just make a comment. I'm sorry.
No, there's some echo. If you're not speaking, just be sure to mute your line.
I guess it's fair to assume that this bid, while it looks to be 20% lower than anybody else, has been fairly well vetted, and we're off and running with these guys.
Yeah. So it was vetted both by the CMR and then secondly by AECOM.
Cool.
And both recommended to award the bid.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the board?
This is Mark. Where is this water main located? It's not in the permit affected area.
Joe, can you answer that? I don't believe it is.
It's in the uplands, so it's outside of the permitted area.
Other questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Before that, can I just make a comment, David?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for clarifying for all of us, including me, the issue of who's going to pay for the electricity. I think that was a very good statement to go on record about that, and I'm very happy for that.
Sure. Yeah, no, happy to do so. I mean, we obviously sort of generally knew last time, but we double-checked and crossed our I's and T's and, you know, can report definitively that that is the arrangement for the concession agreement.
That's great. Fabulous. Thank you.
Sure. Is there a motion? Well, anything else that anyone, any other comments on the items that we took today? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? No one wants to leave.
Seconded
by many. Thanks for coming together, and we'll talk to you in another couple weeks.
Great. Thanks. Okay.